BJW Mobile.
VKN 4 BWA.
For the quick shutdown, but I was juggling too many balls in the air.
Yeah, I know you're a multitasker at a level 5.
Not anymore. Maybe one day. Maybe one day in the past, or 1 year long since gone, but no more. Anyway, how you doing? Did you enjoy the holidays?
I did. We did it completely 180 degrees out from what we usually did, and it was so much better. Before, we always tried to coordinate a time for everybody to get together, blah, 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 blah. I can't do it then. I can't do it there. We just told everybody, let us know when you're coming. So my daughter came on Saturday, and we did Christmas for them on Saturday because they had to go Christmas Eve on Sunday to his folks. And then stepson, his wife, and grandbaby came on Sunday, Christmas Eve, along with a few others. And I'll tell you what, it was just real easy. We cooked 2 days for fewer people, and it was just nice, very relaxed. And then Sue and I got to spend Christmas Day together, just chilling out.
I'm glad everything worked out for you. It's about the same with us. No big blow-ups or anything, kind of unusual. Nobody got mad at anybody. Everything kind of worked kind of smooth. We're not done yet, though. We got one more to go to. Out in Raleigh. We didn't make it to Raleigh. We're going to do that next weekend or the next one of the two. But I'm glad everything worked out for you. I don't guess you got any flying in, huh?
Here in 3 months. Now, that in and of itself is just wrong.
They make a word for that. It's called an abomination.
Absolutely spot on. And I intend to solve that issue in the very near future. As a matter of fact, if I hadn't been busy with my building today and yesterday, oh, son, the wind was at 4, gusting to 5. It was a pretty day. Oh, I should have been out there.
I was standing in the backyard with Maggie, and I had read the same forecast that you're talking about. I know the day you were talking about. I don't know which one it is now, but I know that day I was standing out there thinking, man, I ought to be in the sky. But down in Fort Myers, it was really nice, too. I didn't make it over to their airfield. They got a really, really nice airfield over there. Better than any other airfield I've ever been to, even better than Triple Tree. But not bigger, but better. But didn't make it over there either. Just too many things, too many irons in the fire.
And what I was telling you earlier, 4K for a half a day's work. That's going to be coming up next week. And then I got one more little job that, I basically brokered it out. I'm not even going to install the stuff. I'm going to have somebody else install it for me. So, hey, I'm gonna stand around and collect $7,500. And all I'm going to do is run my mouth.
It's good. Have you put that new airplane in the sky yet? The light airplane is kind of like my AJ model airplane. I forget what kind yours is, but they're pretty close to the same thing. They got the winglets, and they're super, super light and kind of big.
Not even had a chance to even approach that thing. I do know I probably, as a matter of fact, I may need I'm probably just going to fly it as a standard flyer, not as a vertical, what do you call it, 3D, and I'm probably just going to try to fly it straight out first, and maybe we can get together and let you take a look at that, and I don't want to take the gyro out, but I know there's got to be a way to put another receiver in and bind it to my FR without stripping out a whole lot of stuff.
Mine's the same way. It'll do 3D, and that receiver will do 3D, and it's got, you know, three axis accelerometers, so Accelerometers replace gyros, but it's got three axes for that, so it'll do a hover. I just haven't flown it enough, you know. I was more interested in getting the goggles on and getting those sailplanes working so that we could put goggles on them and fly with them. Just too many things to do. Just too much fun to be had.
Of distractions, what have you got coming up? Don't you have another job coming up?
And I got parts coming in today for that job. It's a CAN bus, reading the CAN bus off of hydrogen electric hybrid trucks overseas. So yeah, I've got to get sharp on that. I probably should be studying that. And I was watching a video where another guy got really good at reading the CAN bus, and he didn't even need his key fob anymore. He put everything on his phone. You can start the engine, you can roll the windows up and down, you can set the temperature inside. You don't need a key fob to do any of that, all from your cell phone, if you know how to read the CAN bus. That and a microprocessor. The know-how and the microprocessor and a plug that you can plug into that place where you do the ODB2, whatever, onboard diagnostic to that, those two things together, you can do anything with that vehicle you want.
But I tell you what, that vehicle can be hacked.
Any vehicle can be hacked. Unless you, like, encase it in Lucite, right? A 10-foot by 10-foot by 10-foot cube of Lucite, then that vehicle's the only one that can't be hacked.
Plain Chevy pickup cannot be hacked.
Oh, yeah, it can. They can all be hacked.
Well, so in other words, you're telling me that somebody could take over the steering in this thing?
You have to do is, like, if you leave it in the parking lot, all you have to do is bust the window and plug into that ODB2 socket with the right phone, and you can drive that car off. You can do whatever you want to with it.
But I'm talking about just going online, hacking into it, and driving it away with its nav systems that way.
No, to do that, you need one of those ESP32s that does Wi-Fi, that gets into somebody's Wi-Fi that's in the car. And then you can do that, right? But you got to plug a dongle in to that socket and read the CAN bus and write to the CAN bus. And I don't think there's a motor there's not like a servo that will turn the wheel or put the brakes on and take them off. That takes human power. I don't think that they've got servo motors that do that inside anybody's car, unless, you know, it's a special-made stock car for the movie theater.
One of them out there right now that are drive-by-wire, not by mechanical, and they're quite interesting. Those are the ones that, you riding down the road, somebody can hack into it if they got the right codes, and they can take over your vehicle.
I don't know about that. I haven't gone that far into it. Sounds like a smart car, kind of like a self-driving car. Those, they can put on brakes, they can turn the steering wheel, they can do the whole nine yards. That's a different kind of a car, though.
I don't believe I'll be getting one of those. So how busy is this new project going to keep you?
It's different of a venue. The CEO is the one that reached out to me, and there's going to be eight people in the company to start, and I would be one of the eight. I don't know how bad I want to do it. The kickoff meeting is at the end of January. I'm looking forward to doing the CAN bus stuff and the microprocessor stuff. I don't know that I want to get back into something that takes everything I've got. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and that's where you get, down in it so deep that you don't come up for air or daylight for a while. And that's two things that we're going to be needing, you know what?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I would have whole, if I'm going to make that kind of investment, I'd a whole lot rather make that investment and follow me with goggles on at about 3,000 feet and 120 miles an hour.
Brothers, Scott has jumped into FPV so deep that he's getting really, really good with it. He's got a shark, and I mean, he's flying pylon obstacles with it.
Is he quads or is he doing fixed wing airplanes?
Aircraft, twin engine.
Oh man, that's what I want to do. That's the exact same thing I want to do. I saw one out there that is a rudderless flying wing, twin motors, and you change the RPM in the motor to change to for yaw. You have elevons for up and down and left and right roll, you know, angle, attack angle, and aileron roll, and your yaw, for, because it doesn't have a rudder, is the difference between RPMs on the two motors. That and no rudder whatsoever. It's just a slick wing. And if for stabilization, your ailerons can open up down and up at the same time. They're split ailerons. They can go up and down together, or they can go opposite each other, and that's like air brakes.
Now that's cool. All right. Well, listen, we I hate to say it this way, but we may actually be able to pick up a couple of pointers. He has jumped into this thing over the last, ever since you and I mentioned it, he has jumped into that with both feet. And I mean, sheesh, he's got it going on now. It's something else. So, yeah, we might be able to pick up a couple of base pointers from him and then move up from there.
Is there anybody, W4DJW, is there anybody down near Atlanta, near the club that he's a member of, that does it with him, or is he doing it solo? Okay, because it's better when you, the more people you got that are doing it, the better it is. I think those radar things will do gangs of four, so you can have four people doing follow me at the same time.
Okay. Well, anyhow, listen, I'm just pulling back into my building, and I got some materials here I got to take in. So let me jump and run, and I'll be back in touch with you real soon. Like I said this morning, I just want to say hey and Happy New Year and all that good stuff and lose my bet. So anyhow, I will catch you later, bud. KN4VWA, I am clear.
All right, well, enjoy the day. Hopefully we can get back to flying again very soon. KM4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.